Welcome to Politically Emotional, talk to transform our collective emotional pain. Here's your host, Diane Altomare.
Welcome to the show. I wanted to do this show for so many reasons, but mainly because so many of us are being emotionally affected week after week by what is happening politically in this country. So this week, there were new developments in the Russia investigation, and this is one of those issues that divides people pretty significantly between the people that think it's unfounded and the people that believe Russia did interfere in our election. Also, name calling was at a high this week with immigration disagreements over DACA and the wall, and our relationships continue to be affected, strained, and some just destroyed by this division. One of our listeners shared on my Instagram yesterday, she said, "I am watching the show tomorrow. I'm seriously over being called a racist by friends and neighbors. I admitted I voted for Trump in private conversations. I don't post about it," she said. "The idea that I'm a racist because I voted for him is absurd. It doesn't even occur to them that my vote has anything to do with my value and stance on issues. One of these was a friend of 38 years. I was devastated." And she went on to say, "I think in a lot of ways we are having a civil war. It's just not bloody. It's emotional warfare." Okay, so let's all take a deep breath, because it is emotional warfare. And I know that so many people can relate to what she's expressing and experiencing. We are projecting our emotions all over each other instead of really dealing with what we are feeling inside. And this just personally breaks my heart to think about it. A friendship of 38 years. How is it that we can't see beyond somebody's differing viewpoint or feeling about things should be, how things should be? I know that everything is so heated for each one of us, and that it's really hard to understand how somebody can have a specific viewpoint, but we have got to take a deep breath and come together. And it's an amazing time for us to remind ourselves who we truly are and what our mission is, what love really is. And I'm talking specifically about our relationships, about our friendships, about the experiences that we're having with each other, that of people that have been in our lives for a long time. Love is about acceptance. It's about being able to honor each other in the midst of differences. Love is not about just accepting somebody or being their friend when everything is easy, when it's rosy, when they agree with everything that you say or they do what you want them to do. That is called a fair-weathered friend. What love is totally different than that. Love requires that we dig deep, that each one of us dive deeply into who we are, and that we give each other grace, that we have compassion, that we seek to understand each other, especially in these moments, especially in the times of intense difficulty and disagreement, which is the time that we all are finding ourselves in right now. And most of the people that I talk to, most everybody has somebody in their life that disagrees with their view politically. And so today's show is about how to rise above all of this dissension and disagreement, to no longer allow these differences and these sometimes polarizing views, which are being awakened every single day and week in this country, watching what is happening in the world, and to really no longer allow these differences to destroy our relationships, to change how we feel about each other. We've got to rise above this challenging time and stop allowing it to separate us further apart. I welcome your calls right now at 425 573-5527. Our first guest will be with us shortly. And if you are watching this broadcast on Facebook Live, make sure to read my comments, which I didn't put in there, so I'm going to do that right now, so that you can go to 1150kknw.com as well. You're going to open another browser window so that you can hear our guests. So first, what I want to share before I welcome our first guest is how to get to this place of compassion in those moments when you strongly disagree with somebody. And it's so tough. We all know that feeling when we want to or we need to bite our tongue and take a deep breath or give the other person grace, and instead we just blurt out how wrong they are. So here's what we have to start doing more of. Practice standing in the other person's shoes. Imagine that when you are listening to them talk about what they believe in that moment, instead of being deeply entrenched in your own thoughts and beliefs and how it's in total opposition to what you believe in, and what you want to do in that moment is to practice standing in their shoes. Imagine just switching sides of the conversation and literally place yourself in their body, in their being, looking at you. And remember, there's a reason that they feel the way that they do. It is not personal. It is not against you. They are different than you in so many ways. And that is one of the things that we need to continually remind ourselves of. The person that has this opposing view, remember, they didn't have the same childhood, the same past. Maybe they're not the same gender or the same race or weren't raised in the same culture that you were. So standing in their shoes requires that we seek to understand how this person's experiences have affected them and shaped them. And instead of taking what they are saying or how they feel personally, what being free in our relationships means is that we, in that moment, step outside ourselves and we find compassion for the other person. We understand. We don't have to agree. We just understand that it is okay. We have lost that in this country. It is okay for somebody to have a different view than you, and to continually remember that it has nothing to do with you, why they feel the way that they do, and it will give you so much freedom in your relationships when you don't have to try to get the other person to believe what it is that you believe. So instead of being reactionary and judgmental and putting people in categories, we can start to rise above that low-level way of being and look at what it is that brought us together in the first place. Look at what does connect us. What is something about that person that you love or that you respect despite their political views and differences? And what happens is by allowing others the space to be who they are, even if we don't agree with them, it frees us up from entangling ourselves in that energy, which so many of us are doing. Whether we're fighting in our personal relationships, whether we are arguing or posting nasty things on social media, I am sometimes just so shocked, and I shared this a couple weeks ago, as to how somebody can respond with such hate and hostility to a simple post about a view. It just continues to really surprise me. And I know that the depth of this, and I talk a lot about it in my book, Clarity, which you can get on Amazon, is that we are not processing through our own emotions about what is happening. And so what we're doing is we then see or hear somebody that has a different viewpoint that triggers that anger, that upset, that disappointment, that fear, and we lash out at them. And that is what we need to really be conscious of so that we can start to process our own emotions, honor them, allow ourselves to be at peace with how we're feeling and who we are. And in that space, we can be in relationship with other people in a much more harmonious way, even if we strongly disagree with how they feel and with their views. Our first guest, Jen Mueller, knows a lot about conversations because she has a lot of them as a professional sports broadcaster. She is a Seahawks radio sideline reporter and is a member of the Seattle Mariners television broadcast team. And after nearly two decades in sports, she is well-versed and well-practiced at engaging in conversations. Jen, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Yeah, there's a lot to talk about, given what's going on in the country and I think what happens just in our own homes and with our own relationships, as you were just pointing out.
There is so much to talk about, and it continues to be awakened within us and continues to be something that we need to focus on and talk about and work on and practice every day and every week as new developments arise politically. So, Jen, you've been in the sports world for a while, and I know that things can get heated. People can get overly amped. So what parallels do you see in any of this, in the way that people get heated about sports and the intensity of emotions that we're seeing in the political realm right now?
So I think a lot of what's happening is the style that the information is being presented is very similar in sports and politics. And I'm not sure that that's such a good thing. Several years ago, they started giving hot takes. You know, so it became more than just giving you highlights and stats and scores of what happened in games. It became people with opinions giving their quick reaction and kind of the most inflammatory opinions that you could think about.
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay in some ways in the realm of sports, right? Because does it really matter whether you think Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback of all time or you think that honor goes to Joe Montana? It really doesn't in the grand scheme of things, right? Except that that's become an acceptable way of communicating ideas and opinions. And it now shows up in just about every facet of media that you find, whether it's on political shows where they do roundtables, where all the experts are also tempted to give opinions like that, or it's social media and the example you gave about Facebook and just firing off kind of these nasty messages, because part of it's just what we are seeing echoed back to us. And I think that that's one of the big parallels, and that's one of the things we've got to be really careful about, that we're just doing what we're seeing modeled on TV, and I realize that I'm part of the media, but we have to also look at it just like you're saying and really stop to think about what this means for us and the people that we're talking to.
Yeah, so being able to be conscious of what it is that we are seeing modeled to us and how it is that we want to conduct ourselves and really act in our life and what we want to create in our own life. Because if we're going to put something out there like a nasty post on social media, what is it that you are contributing to society in that moment? What are you calling into your life in that moment? You're calling controversy. You're calling in people that are going to strongly oppose or get upset about what it is that you're saying. And I'm not saying that we have to be all, you know, just airy-fairy and spreading love all the time and that we can't stand up for what it is that we believe in. But it is the way that we do it that is really important. And when I did get that nasty response to my tweet, I thought about sending her one back and really engaging in that conversation. But one of the things that I know to be true is when you engage with somebody that is hostile, when they have a lot of anger or hate within them, what is going to be erupt, what's going to erupt is all of that emotion. And she was engaging in that conversation to process through that. And I don't want to process your emotions with you. That is something that each individual person has to do first before they engage in conversation, and is one of the ways that we can respond instead of react. And I love, Jen, you share this amazing blog post, and the title of it is 5 Ways to Disagree Like an Adult, which so many of us need to read. And the first tip that you give is to respond instead of react. You say this isn't a game show. And I love that humor. This isn't a game show. The first person to react doesn't score a point or win a prize. So what more can you share with us about how essential it is to really remind ourselves that this is not a game show, that it's important for us to be thoughtful in our response?
You know, when you are responding to somebody, you're not just responding about that moment. You are giving the person that you're talking to, or the people, or the environment, an indication as to who you are as a person.
Yes.
And so what I would say is to be careful in how you formulate your response. And you can disagree. Absolutely. It's not about agreeing with everything or just being passive in the conversation. But I think using words of discernment are very important, particularly if you see yourself as the leader in a community, or if you want to be considered a leader in your community. You know, if you're the CEO or the leader of a company, you don't get to go in and just give hot takes and try to beat everybody to the punch. You've got to be able to see the situation from multiple different sides. When I walk into a locker room, there are a lot of different men, because I work with men's teams, from a lot of different backgrounds, socioeconomic, different types of home environments, different parts of the country, different parts of the world. I can't even pretend to understand what life experiences led them to be right where they are.
Mm-hmm.
And it's easy to walk in and think, you know, I would never behave like that. I would never respond like that. Well, that's not very fair. It's my job to kind of see all sides of the story and to show that I am willing to listen and engage in an adult way in conversation. And being never-minded is another one of those tips that I give. If you've already decided from the outset that you would never do that, right? I would never vote for that person. I would never make that decision. You might not realize it, but you could be judging people based on what you would never do. And so I would encourage you not to be the never-minded type.
Mm-hmm.
And just to be willing to listen to what they have to say.
Yeah, and that really is the important takeaway of this show today and this conversation, is that instead of being reactionary, instead of being so connected to our own viewpoint and to the thoughts or the emotions that are running through us in that moment when we see that tweet or post, or when we're having that conversation with somebody, or like somebody just shared on Facebook Live that they're trying not to disown the people that they love in their family because of this very conversation. And it's really important for us to remember in that moment that we have to, first of all, be deeply connected to what's happening within us so that it doesn't just erupt all over the place and we're not reactionary. And second, standing in that other person's shoes just for a moment, giving them the grace to understand why they might feel the way they do and really be curious about it.
Well, and that's part of it too, right? Be willing to listen, because, you know, in a lot of my experiences with disagreements, and these are on different levels, right? It could be a misunderstanding that I have with an athlete as a result of an interview. Part of what they want is just to be heard.
Yes.
Right? They feel like they have been overlooked, or that the only thing that they are prized for is their athletic ability, not who they are as a person. Which, you know, when you start just listening to the fact that people are people, as we keep saying, and you keep the main thing in the conversation, right? So if the main thing is we're upset that we're having tacos for dinner tonight instead of the quiche that I wanted to have, this argument cannot then start to go into the vacation that we didn't go on, the worst weekend that we had last time. How come you didn't fill the car up with gas? How come you didn't pay the bills? That's not what this is. This is listening to you in the moment about dinner. Keep the main thing, and be willing to hear what the other person has to say.
Yeah, and one of the reasons that we go down that specific rabbit hole from a deep perspective is because all of those things are unresolved. And again, we have to be willing to use these really tactical tools and everything that you are sharing to keep our conversation where it needs to be and to stay connected with what we're talking about. And then also realize that we are still upset about what happened with the vacation. We are still upset about what happened a year ago. And in order to have a healthy relationship, we've got to be willing to do that inner work and to, first of all, connect with why we're upset or being affected, and then be able to communicate with that person in a healthy way so that, that we can move beyond that and have our relationships be connected and at peace instead of in a place of disharmony.
And I know that all of this sounds a little too simple sometimes, but I'll tell you, you know, I've worked with some athletes who have been pretty tough and pretty gruff and pretty quick to be judgmental or difficult with media members. And when you sit down and you listen and you give them the ability to do all of these things, right, and you actually hear them, and these are, you know, big, tough men that can be very, very intimidating. When they realize that you are the person who can stay calm, when you're the person who could be trusted in that moment to just kind of hold the space for them, it elevates that relationship to a degree that is hard to explain in words.
Yes.
Suddenly, they become my ally in the locker room. They're not intimidating. They become an advocate for me at times because I was able to just listen and not react to what they said.
That is so powerful, Jen. Thank you so much for being on the show. And before we go to commercial, is there anything else that you want to leave the listeners with today? Maybe from your newest book, The Influential Conversationalist, which I absolutely love that title. Anything quickly that you want to share with us?
Yep, it's available on Amazon. The Influential Conversationalist is ways that conversation skills can develop leadership potential. So take advantage of these opportunities that we've been talking about today and set yourself apart in your workplace.
I love it. Thank you so much, Jen.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for being on the show. And after our short commercial break, I will be back with our next caller who feels attacked by the negative feelings that so many of us feel are permeating this country. Stay tuned.
Healthy, harmonious relationships are almost as important to our well-being as the oxygen we breathe. Yet for many of us, relationships are an area where we struggle. Emotional and relationship expert Diane Altomare will guide you to uncover the root of what's causing conflict or disharmony so you can get back to feeling good about yourself, your relationship, and your life.
My husband and I were separated, and after only 4 sessions, I can share with great joy that he's moving back in. We now have more perspective, peace, and compassion for each other moving forward.
To learn more, call 626-460-0452 or visit DianeAltomare.com/coaching.
Want to hear something different from talk radio? Keep your dial on Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back. Our next caller feels attacked by the negative feelings that are permeating our country.
Hey, Diane. I just wanted to talk about the fact that people really jump on the negative bandwagon. I would like it if we could just think a little bit more. So hopefully that's something that we can start to have a dialogue about. Thank you so much, Diane. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for sharing that. That really is so aligned with what we're talking about today. And it's actually the focus of today's final thought, how we can change our daily experience, how we are responding instead of reacting, how we're showing up, what we are choosing to communicate with other people, and really being able to change every experience by choosing how we're responding and what we're focusing on. And it's sometimes so hard to not react when we're intensely emotional. And it happens to every one of us. Sometimes we have something maybe that happened that morning that's upsetting, and we carry it with us all day. And then when we get home and we finally let our guard down, it erupts onto our spouse or one of our children because we've held it in and haven't dealt with how we are feeling. And our emotional health is so important. It's just as important as our physical health. They both impact each other. And yet many of us avoid our emotions. We push them away because we don't want to feel them or we don't know how to deal with them. So today's final thought is about learning to love and accept every emotion that you have and honoring that it is your emotion. And this is really a key distinction. It doesn't matter what somebody does or says. If you get angry or upset or disappointed or feel fear, honor that that is your emotion and allow yourself to just be with the emotion instead of holding it in, instead of trying to avoid it, instead of drinking over it, eating over it, distracting yourself, because then it gets projected onto somebody else. And this often requires, if you are somebody that has been avoiding your emotions or you don't know how to deal with the anger that is being awoken in you right now, that you're going to have to learn new ways of doing this. And I share more about how to process through emotions, how to take the edge off of them so that you can respond in a way that is aligned with who you are and what you want to share instead of reacting. You can join my online community at dianealtamar.com/wisdom. I'm also on Twitter at Diane Altamar, and I look forward to being back with you next Thursday on Politically Emotional. Thank you so much for joining Politically Emotional Radio, where we talk to transform our collective emotional pain into peace, love, and hope. Thank you guys for tuning in.
Nothing to kill or die for.